Good evening and welcome, wireless fun fiends and frolic fanciers. It's time for rib-tickling titters and side-spitting sniggers as we tune into Unnatural Acts and join our friends Mr. and Mrs. Hardy as they prepare to bid farewell to the cares and kerfuffle of the bustling metropolis and spend a glorious day away from it all, roughing it in the country, relaxing in the idyllic tranquility of Mother Nature in all her carefree, rustic simplicity.
Let's see, electric curling tongs with portable charger, fondue set, antihistamine tablets, magazine rack, air purifier.
Oh, don't forget the cement mixer, then we can build a shopping precinct so you can leave all
this. Hey, this stuff, this is bare essentials.
Darling, all you need out in the countryside is a song in your heart and the wind at your back. A knapsack with a hunk of bread and cheese. A pair of sturdy walking boots, extra pullover, change of socks. Umbrella in case it rains, of course. Lightweight bivouac.
Honey, Paul's only got a Cortina, and the back's full of old pork scratchings. There'll only be room for my things.
Well, he and Caroline will be here in a minute, so you better organize your bare essentials into a small mountain.
Hey, hold on. I've got to check the picnic snacks. Uh-huh. Peanut butter pizza with dream topping. Bubblegum waffle surprise with chef's own 3 Mile Island dressing.
Oh, just in time to catch the weather forecast on the wireless. If it's not going to rain, we won't have to take the tarpaulin.
Government's report on the new pressurised water reactor at Sizefield Point in Devon concludes that local residents will be exposed to no more than an acceptable level of contamination. And now the weather forecast for the south and east. There will be sunny periods with scattered showers and occasional patches of fog, with brighter intervals and the possibility of sleet and ice on the roads. Question of teeth. A panel of celebrity dentists answer your flossing questions.
Well, I must say I'm looking forward to a quiet, calming drive in that country.
I have a feeling that's Paul.
All right, I'll let you know.
Nature lovers, everybody ready to get country style funky and dig our down home rural roots in the haunt of the coot and the hern, where green grow the rushes though and I wander lonely as a crowd?
Byron?
No, it'll be written with a quill pen, generous poetry. You know, I can't wait to spy the breathtaking leap of the herring as he spawns his way upstream of the babbling brook, Mr. Brock the weasel flaunting his blind plumage, and the shy but graceful warthog waving his dragon stamen in an age-old mating ritual. Yeah, I feel naturally close to the soil. I've been wasted in the city.
Hey, you've been wasted everywhere you've been.
Yeah, anyway, what do you think of the outfit, eh? The tartan hacking jacket, the tweed hat?
Yes, Paul, but I believe it's the usual practice to put just the fishing fly in the hat band, not the whole trout. The Wellington boots are dripping on the carpet as well.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I've only just painted them green. Anyway. Let's get going. Caroline's waiting in the car. I hope she's feeling better.
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, car sickness.
Hey, but she only lives next door.
Yeah, I think it's the smell of pork scratchings. Come on in. Off we go. You know, Jezzard, for a dedicated professional rally driver like me, there's nothing quite like these quiet country roads to put in a bit of real solid, reliable... Why can't I drive anymore? Just because I squashed a hedgehog.
It wasn't the hedgehog.
All right, so I got a badger as well. But, I mean, he was really charging it, lumbering around on the hard shoulder.
It was a sheep that settled it, Paul.
Be fair, Jezza. How was I to know he would be stood right there?
Yes, Paul, fancy finding a sheep right in the middle of a field.
Didn't realise it was a field.
Not even when you crashed through the gate?
Oh, look, he leapt right out in front of me. How was I to know he's a fully paid-up member of Exit? Oh, let me drive again.
Paul, I'm not letting you run over the entire cast of The Wind in the Willows.
Are we there yet?
No, we are not, Caroline. George's farm is only 50 miles from London, but the rate Jeremy's driving, by the time we get there, we'll be too old to enjoy it.
Slow but steady, Paul. I don't want to rush things. I'm just getting the hang of the gearbox. Ah, synchromesh, I see. Into second gear.
Jeremy, the police are following us.
Oh, no.
No, it's all right. He's just gone past.
Thank God for that. I didn't want to get done for speeding.
Unlikely, considering he was on a bicycle.
If we go too fast, we'll miss the beauties of the countryside. Humble field mouse, the chirpy stoat, cheeky robin redbreast.
You name it, Paul will flatten it.
Now, Stop it, Paul.
I didn't do a thing.
You did. You pinched me.
Only because you pinched me first.
Because you were pushing me.
Because you were in my half, kid. Caroline's sitting in my half.
Listen, if you two don't stop whining back there, I'll give you something to whine about. Here, have a bubblegum waffle.
Hers is bigger than mine.
Yes, I didn't get one at all.
I know. Let's play a nice game.
I spy with my little eyes something beginning with... Ah!
Right! I win. 5 points might go right. Something beginning with...
Sunny Dingle Farm.
Ah, that begins with an S, Colander Head.
No, we just passed the sign. You know, your uncle's farm.
Ah, great, great. Here, turn off here, Jeremy. Here, you'll love this place, I promise you. You know, I can remember it when I was a kid, visiting there, playing in the cornfields, scrumping for apples, the rosy-cheeked milkmaids, up at the crack of dawn, fresh eggs for breakfast in the quaint little tumble-down farmhouse, running barefoot through the...
So the industrial corn slurry thread through these pipes into this hopper here, where it's pressure pumped directly into the chicken's gullets. Here, as you can see, the battery chickens come in 6-volt and 12-volt sizes. When they run down, they're fed into this rotary shedder, and the mulch is used to nutrify the livestock fodder on the conveyor belt to the intensive derification silo. Now, as you can see, the cows are stacked back to back, 10 stories high, to maximise output of the country-style fresh-type cream UHT milk substitute, which is heat-treated in the cow's bladder and comes out in tin-foil packs. Hey, where are you going? You haven't seen the all-in-one picnic sausage processor yet?
And so, somewhat baffled by the miracles of modern agricultural science, and frankly nauseated by the mysteries of the all-in-one pig-to-sausage processor, our would-be nymphs and ploughmen homeward plod their weary way back to the more reliable comforts of their urban homestead, as, without further ado, they leave the luscious Hampshire countryside and head straight back to London.
Exeter, 2.5 miles. Caroline, where do I turn for Westminster Bridge?
Hang on, I can't find Exeter on the map.
Try holding it the right way up.
I can't follow it that way. I've got to hold it upside down because you're driving on the wrong side of the road.
This road only has one side. God, where I come from, we'd call this a sidewalk.
Yeah, but you're in England now.
Well, at least that narrows it down a bit. Can you guys help out in the back?
Just a minute, kid. We're in the middle of an important discussion. Paul, you're in flagrant contravention of the rules of I Spy. If you mentioned you spied the C, you should have said it began with an S, not C.
It's a play on words, Jezza. It's a pun.
Guys, do I turn left or right at Exeter?
Ah, yes, darling. Exeter, let me think. Former Roman city, administrative centre of Devon. Lies on the River Exe, 175 miles from London. Away from London. Away from London, in the wrong direction.
Is
I knew it. We're lost. Give me that map. Caroline, since when was Exeter on the London Underground map?
I thought the roads looked a bit straight. Anyway, never mind. I'll just have to use a compass. Now, we're heading west. The sky's in the north and the birds fly south. So we can triangulate our position with a sextant and bisect the meridian with a theodolite. We ought to be able to navigate by the sun.
Yeah, well, maybe if we do another orbit of the Earth, we'll catch up with it.
Yeah, it's all right. I can navigate by the stars. Now, I'm Virgo. Venus is in the ascendant. Jupiter's rising. I can't see the plough, but we just passed a tractor. If I take the cusp and multiply by the latitude of Stonehenge, I'd say we were just outside Exeter. Why have we stopped, Kit?
Because there's some kind of roadblock up ahead.
Blimey, it must be something pretty major. Look at all those old bill.
Never mind then. What about the soldiers? Those soldiers look like they're ready to kill at a moment's notice.
Oh, good. We can ask them the way.
Yes, good idea. Actually, I'm feeling a bit sleepy. So why don't I just lie down under this blanket? And if anybody wants me, I'll be under the back seat.
Excuse me, madam. Would you mind telling me where you are heading?
Damned if I know, soldier boy.
We wouldn't be anywhere near the M25, would we?
There, no, miss. You're about 5 miles from Sicefield Point.
That's quite enough,
Corporal. Sicefield Point? That's where the nuclear reactor is. I've got an invitation from the Observer to drop in there for a glass of sherry.
Yes, I'm afraid you won't be able to visit it today, madam.
No, it's not safe.
The reactor's not safe.
No, madam. The reactor is safe. Oh, my word, yes. Yes, absolutely safe. No, what the corporal means is that it's not safe here, because there's a dangerous criminal lunatic at large and nothing at all to do with the reactor, which is completely safe. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's it, see, yeah. The reactor is completely safe because there's an escaped criminal lunatic instead. Ow!
So, if you'd just like to turn the car around...
Don't worry, I'm going. Dangerous lunatic, my eye.
Those guys are covering up some sort of an incident.
Kids, right, you know, they were acting suspiciously.
Yeah, come to think of it, they don't normally wear gas masks or duty, do they?
Oh, my God. It's a nuclear leak. Right, keep calm, everybody. I'll get the sandbags. Paul, Tippex the windows. Take the doors off and start building the inner sanctum. Jeremy, you stay under the back seat.
Just calm down, Caroline. Even if there has been a little incident, I'm sure the authorities know what they're doing.
Look, guys, if I'm going to die of radiation sickness, I'd like to do it in the comfort of my own home. We need to find a way back to London. Hey, wait a minute. I'll ask this guy up ahead on the bicycle. Excuse me, do you know the way to London?
Kit, I think you could have asked him to stop rather than knock his bicycle into a ditch.
Look, I think you've hurt him. Are you all right?
Yes, I think so. Just a little shaken.
Oh, no, you'll need first aid. Lie on the ground while I get the water out of your lungs. Then I'll give you the kiss of life. Somebody make a tourniquet for his head.
That won't be necessary, but I fear that my bicycle is beyond repair.
Oh, I am sorry. Look, can we give you a lift or something?
Well, you did ask the way to London, and that's the road that I was taking.
Great, you can give us directions. Jump in the back.
Thank you.
Okay, which way?
Straight on down this road for a few miles more.
Oh, dear, the old whistle's in a bit of a mess, isn't it?
What? Oh, you mean my suit? Yes. Yes, I shall have to get it dry cleaned.
Nah, that'll ruin it. There's only one way to get mud off that green Harris tree. Soak it in red wine, leave it for 3 days, put black pepper on it, then iron it through a sheet of cling film and run the Hoover over it. Never failed.
Yeah, you've broken your glasses as well.
Oh, they might make me spectacles, dear. Oh, they've been like this for ages, held together with sellotape.
Ah, yes. Good old sellotape. Have you ever noticed that you can never find the end of the roll once you've used it? Well, sometimes you can, if you really dig around with your fingernails. But here's a useful tip. If you double the end of the tape over, when you finish using it, then it stops it from sticking flat. Of course, then you have to snip that bit off next time when you...
My husband, as you can tell, is a spellbinding raconteur. How about some music?
Interrupt your program with a news flash. The police have released further details of the dangerous escaped criminal lunatic at large in Devon. He is a softly spoken, middle-aged man, wearing a green Harris tweed suit and broken spectacles, riding a stolen bicycle. The public are warned on no account to approach him. We now return you to your regular program.
I'm really hungry, Kit.
Get outside the car. Kit, I think we'd all like you to stop the car very quickly because we want to get out and spend a penny.
Outside the car.
And get a bit of fresh air.
And admire the estate. Up the view!
Oh, all right.
Right, come on, Caroline, you want to go to the toilet too.
I've just been.
Well, you'd better go again. These are the last bushes before London. Right, now, Kit, we won't be long, so whatever you do, don't set off your personal alarm and tear gas canister. Oh, and I've left the safety catch off the shotgun, so be careful where you put your feet. You just keep him talking. You have having a nice talk with him while we go for a plan. I mean, for a pee. Come on, everybody.
You okay back there? Cigarette?
thank you very much. I don't normally smoke, but, well, to be quite frank with you, I'm in a bit of a jam.
Yeah, it doesn't take a mind reader to figure out that, well, we've all got a story to tell, so what's yours, pal?
Oh, dear me, it's really rather complicated, my dear.
They always are. When you first stepped into the car, I figured you for kind of a caged animal. Without a cage. Not really like an animal at all, but like a person, a caged person, who lost his cage. Actually, forget the cage. I can tell you're just kind of a regular guy, but with a cage-type look. Cigarette?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm certainly not a lunatic, and I'm not a criminal either. I may have been behind bars.
So that's where the cage fits in. You may act pretty tough, amigo, but underneath I can tell you're more scared, like a scared puppy dog. Like a Labrador. No, wait, what's that kind with the curly hair?
Poodle?
Yeah, but not the shaved kind that looks like a hedge. More of a wild, raggedy poodle. A poodle on the edge. So how did it all start?
Well, it's...
Cigarette?
Thank you. Right, what are we going to do?
Caroline, why are you taking your dungarees off?
To have a wee, like you said.
Oh, no, that was just a clever ruse to get us out of the car. We've got to deal with a dangerous criminal lunatic.
Why don't we ask that nice man in the car to help us?
Because he is the dangerous criminal lunatic. Now, Paul, you've been around, so you keep telling us. What should we do?
Well, Jutta, the most important thing is not to panic. And absolutely on no account not to show any sign of fear. I think I will have a pee.
How do we deal with him, Paul? I mean, what about that villain you turned in single-handedly?
Oh, yeah. Big Tony, the tube train terror.
That's it. What was he, a mugger, a murderer?
No, he was a fair dodger. But a very, very vicious one.
I see. So how would you advise handling this chap?
Well, Jetta, it's all down to martial arts, right? First step, get him on the ground with a bonsai throw. Then, stun him with a karate chop to the crucial nerve in the neck. Then, immobilise him with a Chinese sushi butterfly hold. Then kick him in the goulies.
So you can do that, can you?
No, I can't. No, I haven't got that far in the book yet.
What is the plan? Now, the car is here.
No, it's not. The car's over there.
I'm drawing a diagram in the soil, Caroline. Now, Caroline, this is you.
A rock? Can't it be a pine cone?
No, Paul's a pine cone. Now, the best form of defence is attack. And the essence of attack is surprise. So we need to psychologically disorientate the enemy with a diversion that will unnerve him. Caroline, you get in the back and start talking to him.
Yeah, that'll definitely do it.
Meanwhile, Paul and I will employ the classic pincer tactic.
Oh, yeah, great. Give us the pincers and I'll pull his nose hairs out.
So, you move in a southwesterly sweep along here. The cover is flank at point X here, the other car door. Throw the blanket over him, I'll have got the rope out of the boot, and I'll tie him up with a full Windsor.
Okay, then what?
There's some lights in the distance. It must be a village. We'll drive straight there and hand him into the local bobby. Right, back to the car.
But very, very quietly. And so, you see... That's why I've got to get this information to the press. Then they'll have to do something about it to make it safe.
Professor, I'm on your side. You know, I knew all along you were just a pussycat. Only without the litter tray in you, don't scratch the seats. Listen, you stay here and I'll go explain to the others. Oh, cigarette?
No, thanks, Dad.
Okay, I won't be long.
Jeremy!
Hello, I'm back. Whatever you do, don't look out of the window or try to escape, and I'm going to divert you with a trick with my fingers. Look, it's ever so good. Here's the church and here's the steeple. Look inside and here are the dangerous escaped criminal lunatics. Paul, are you ready yet?
Oh, yeah, right. Gotcha!
Wait, okay. Hold him, sir. Hold him.
Have you got him?
Yes, hold up. You two hold on, and I'll drive. Right, I'll have to step on it. There's not a moment to lose. Right, so mirror, signal, manoeuvre, look in both directions. If the road is clear, then...
Hey, stop! Where are you going? Come back!
It's all right, darling. We've overpowered him. No time to lose. We're taking him to the police. Wait there. We'll pick him up on the way back. Come on, along.
3 cheers for our intrepid adventurers as they accomplish an ingenious citizen's arrest. And they deliver their charge into the hands of the local constabulary, who are unstinting in their praise of the efforts of 3 public-spirited citizens.
Well, as I say, we're most grateful to you, sir. We've been very, very anxious to get our hands on this fellow, and if you hadn't brought him in, I don't know how long it would have taken us to find him. Oh, you wouldn't be surprised if the chief constable doesn't get to hear of this, and it'll be tufty club badges all round.
Oh, we don't need a reward, officer. Although, if you could put in a good word with my local cycling proficiency examiner, I would be grateful.
I'll see what I can do, sir. In the meantime, thank you once again.
Merely doing our duty, Constable.
It's up to all responsible and vigilant citizens to see that these ne'er-do-wells don't get away with it, eh?
Yes, sir. Quite frankly, we'd like to see all these pansies and socialists strung up from the nearest lamppost.
Yes, that's not you.
By the way, officer, why do they call you pigs?
Yes, Carol.
Yes, I won't detain you any longer, sir. Goodbye, and thank you for your help. I'd better get this fellow into the hands of the right authorities.
Goodbye, Constable.
Goodbye. Hello? Is that the British Nuclear Police?
Kit, darling, we're back. Are you all right?
No TV, no cocktails, no snacks. My lips are chapped, my T-shirt's wrinkled. My bum's too fat, it's starting to rain, and we're all going to die in a nuclear explosion. Oh, I'm fine.
Still, not to worry, eh?
I'm not worried. I know an excellent divorce lawyer.
Ah, it's all right, Jezza. You know what women are like. She's probably suffering from pretensile meditation. Here, hop in, Kit.
Everyone in. Off we go. Oh, I love driving. It's just like those machines in the amusement arcade.
Darling, you'll be happy to know that mad fiend is safely behind bars.
Just happens to be a professor of nuclear physics. He worked at that plant, and the authorities are trying to stop him from exposing the fact that it's completely unsafe.
Kit, you're overwrought. Paul, put some music on the car wire.
Yeah, leave it out, Kit. I mean, the dangerous lunatic is behind bars, and there is no radioactive leak. Now, let's boogie.
The government have categorically denied rumours of a radioactive leak at the Sizefield nuclear installation, and a spokesman said that there was absolutely no danger whatsoever. And now, let's boogie.
Blimey. A government denial. You know what that means.
It must be true.
You mean that man wasn't a dangerous lunatic?
No.
Oh, we were getting on so well.
Well, you should have said. I thought he was a well-tasty villain, and now he turns out to be a prize-winning boffin who's been fitted up. You got a laugh, haven't you?
Oh, dear, I think we may have been a bit premature.
So what else is new?
Well, don't worry. All we have to do is to inform the appropriate authorities.
The authorities? Screw the authorities. We have to spring them ourselves.
You mean help them to escape from the police station? I'm afraid that's quite out of the question.
Why's that, Jezza?
Don't forget my cycling proficiency test.
Jezza, there are more important things in life than cycling proficiency. We must redress a terrible miscarriage of justice. Not only that, I might be able to wear me balaclava.
Look, sort out your wardrobe later, Paul. Meanwhile, we've got work to do. Okay, Caroline, turn around.
Oh, all right.
Not you, Airhead! The car! Okay, guys, here's the plan. When we get back to the police station, we're going to split up. Caroline and Jeremy, you create a diversion. Paul, you stay in the car and be our getaway man. Paul, I told you to stay in the car.
Yeah, I thought you might need a hand.
Paul, I am quite capable of handling a hacksaw. Ow, my finger.
Yeah, look. I've made a life-size dummy so that they think he's still asleep when I throw the knotted blanket over the wall and abseil out a window during the cell block riot after I've smuggled myself in, disguised as a priest who swaps clothes with the prisoner's old mother, gets a phony stomach cramp to divert the water, and then swims to safety on the mainland.
It's too simple. Back in the car.
Why do I have to wait in the car?
Because you're the wheelman. Now, it's really important.
Yeah, the wheelman. The daredevil stunt driver with nerves of steel.
You just can't get the help these days.
What's that? Who's there?
Cigarette.
Oh, my God, not you again.
Hey, relax, pal. I'll get you out of this joint before you can say Splitsville. The getaway car is ace, tip-top, A1 with a full tank of go juice, revved and ready to go.
Ah, that would be the Cortina full of pork scratchables, yeah?
Listen, the driver's got a mean temper and he doesn't like sheep. And I got two of my guys running rings around the feds in the front office. You're in good hands, pal. Those toughs could fry the flat foots for breakfast and still have change for a nickel.
So you see, Sergeant, if you double the end of the sellotape over when you finish, you can always find the end of the road.
Well, that's most informative, sir. I should certainly make a note of that. So, will that be all?
Oh, no, we've got to keep going for at least another 2 minutes.
Yes, yes, I've never seen Caroline's shadow puppets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at this one. This is one of the best ones. Go on, have a guess.
I give up. A second-hand lawnmower under a tartan blanket?
Close. It's actually Winchester Cathedral. Oh. Look, here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors, and here are the escaped prisoners. Nuclear leak.
Winchester Cathedral. Now, that was a lovely melody. Now, who was it had a hit with that?
Oh, Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Echo and the Pacemaker.
My baby left town.
Here, excuse me, what was that noise there?
Noise? Caroline, did you sneeze?
No. I was tap dancing. Winchester Cathedral, da-da-da-da-da. You're bringing me down.
Wait a minute, that's the escape bell.
No, it's just my beeper. I mean, my pager. Actually, it's in fact my watch. Good Lord, it's at the time. We better be off now. Goodbye.
Oh, wait, come back. Here, no, it was the new vaudeville band.
And so our reluctant rebels without a clue turned unwitting outlaws pull off a daring jailbreak. And after the professor has seen his vital information exposed in the pages of the responsible national media, it's drinks all round back at the Hardy household.
Indeed. Well, splendid. What a satisfactory result, my friends. And look at this front page in The Guardian. Nuclear safety scandal. Government to act.
Yes, but I don't think much of this one. Barmy boffin in red car gang jailbreak love pentangle.
That is a complete travesty of the facts. My car is not red.
Look at this one. Baldness eliminated.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I can't thank you enough, my young friends. Without your resourcefulness, the government would have got clean away with it.
Well, Professor, I've always had a healthy mistrust of authority. You probably noticed my anarchic streak.
Yes. And what a remarkably cool head you kept, young kitty.
Yeah, it was a million to one shot, but I had a hunch we'd hit pay dirt. Cigarette?
No. Yes, thank you, I've given up.
Oh, just in time for the news on the wireless. Let's see what they've got to say about it.
Designation of the Secretary of State for Energy.
Yeah,
oh, great!
Furthermore, the government have pledged that in the future they will adopt a policy of complete honesty and openness concerning all Britain's nuclear installations. And now, traffic news. Motorists should avoid travelling in the areas around Sellafield, Hinkley Point, Dunray and Dungeness, as several dangerous criminal lunatics have escaped.
Why of all the dirty...
You have been listening to Unnatural Acts with Jeremy Hardy, Kit Hollaback, Caroline Neddy and Paul B. Davis. The script was written by Jeremy Hardy, Kit Hollaback and Paul B. Davis with Steve Punt, Pete Sinclair, Dave Cohen and Caroline Neddy. The programme was produced by David Tyler. And join us next week when our crazy crew are court-martialed and sentenced to be hung by the yardarm just as Mother arrives to stay for the weekend.